Oopsie.
The Corpivian Podcast.
Part of MRAP.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for another Corpsey, and I want to continue the theme because I'm actually working on a full lecture on the normal EKG in the pediatric patient. So I want to talk a little bit about T waves, okay? So T waves, yeah. You know, they flip around a lot when you've got pathology, but in kids, they flip around a lot, and that's normal. So first of all, let's go to V5, V6, and they should always be upright, even at birth. Did you get that? V5, V6. T waves should always be upright. That's the normal. Now, at birth, the T wave is upright in V1. In everybody else, you know that the T wave is inverted in V1. So at birth, in kids, for about a week, the T wave is upright in V1. And then in V2, V3, V4, the T waves are often inverted as well until around age 8 to 12. If you see inverted T waves V2, V3, V4 in an adult, for example, that suggests things like ischemia or right ventricular strain like a PE. But again, in kids, it can be normal. So let's go over that again, shall we, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? V5, V6, the T wave should always be upright. And they're upright in V1 for about a week, and then it'll flip over and upside down like the normal pattern in adults. And V2, V3, V4, T-waves can be inverted until about age 8 to 12. And this is all part of the fact that you're transitioning from right-sided ventricles that are big over to left-sided ventricles that are big over time. It doesn't completely explain it, but that's sort of what's going on. So we're going to continue to work through this. And actually, I'm working on an idea, a concept. And I might play it out here on the Corpsey, where we actually do a daily podcast / vertical video series. I know, it's pretty radical. But I've been into TikTok. The kids love the TikTok. I love the TikTok. And I'll tell you why. First of all, because there's some incredibly interesting, creative people on there. But also just the idea of short form video in a vertical format on a phone, which is ubiquitous, which everybody has a vertical phone now. So why not sort of do this for educational things? And also, we've all, you know, particularly if you're in emergency medicine, you have no ability to focus for more than 60 seconds at a time. So I'm thinking of the concept of like a daily 1-2 minute vertical video thing, and we'll do it under the brand of Corpsey to start with. We'll do it as a prototype. We'll try it out. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's go over those T-waves again. So you got a baby. And the T-wave looks weird. It's upright in V1. What do you say? You say, that's okay. That can happen in the kids first week, and then it'll flip. And then you got a five-year-old who's got T-wave inversion, V2, V3, V4. You're like, did this kid have a giant PE? Do they have subendocardial ischemia? No. No, you say to yourself, no. Because it's normal up to age 8 to 12 to be inverted from V1 through about V4. And then, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you see a 12-year-old, and they have inverted T-waves in V5, V6. You say to yourself, what is going on there? Because you know that V5 and V6, the T wave should always be upright. Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Should always be upright. From when you're little tiny to when you're old. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Mel Herbert. The show is Corpsey, and that was a little bit about the normal T waves in pediatrics. And maybe we're going to do something interesting here on the Corpsey and the vertical video realm. Just saying, Herbert out. Corpsey.
Corpivian Podcast.
Part of MRAP.